We're in that, as I mentioned, we're in the, I thought it was called the writings and the wisdom literature, and where there's a lot of teaching about morality, how to act, how to live. And in there we have this story of Tobit. It's probably written about the 2nd century BC, after the exile. And it tells about this man who was so faithful to the Lord. And then he became blind. And he had a daughter, Sarah, who 7 men had married her, and they all died on the wedding night. So everybody's saying, you stay away from that family, you know. And so the Lord sent Raphael. You're going to hear all this soon. I don't have to give you the whole thing. Raphael. Rapha in Hebrew means heal. So God heals, was sent to them. And you know the story, and you'll hear the story. And it's a clear witness. Now, is it an edifying parable? Or is this really happen? We don't know. It doesn't make any difference in a way, because it's teaching us. Probably there's a core of historical reminiscence here, elaborated in such a way that we can see how God cares for those who try to serve him. Well, what about Charles Luanga? Where is he now? Where is he now? Where are the other boys? I had a beautiful picture of them, but I can't find it. His class, and how many in that class were murdered because of this king who was a homosexual and wanted to relate to all these boys that way, these young men, and they refused, so he killed them. There in Uganda, the shrine is a very beautiful thing. It's a kind of a big round lake, almost as big, well, half as big as this property maybe, surrounded by a path and a place and it's very beautiful. And there's always people there. I was over there preaching, and so they took me along with a couple of others in the car. It was about 20 miles from where I was. 20 miles on some of those roads, so it was a real trip, you know. But to just be there and see this, and the picture of this boy, you know, he was about 20 years old, and he was the leader of this whole class. And it was like a whole school of boys. And he was their leader. And he told them, we stand firm and obey the Lord Jesus. And they died. And a very difficult death. They were wrapped in branches. And then the fire set. You know, so their whole body was encased with these things. And then the fire was set at the foot. And it burned slowly all the way up their body until it killed them. And the Lord sustained them all. So that's why we have this feast of St. Charles, you see, Luanga and his companions. Anyway, the gospel, you see, is pretty clear, isn't it? What our Lord is telling these people. It says, he addressed it to the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And it's a parable. And the parable is about a man who had a vineyard. Well, who's that? That's God, isn't it? Just look at Isaiah 5. Let me sing you a song of my beloved. My beloved had a vineyard, and he dug all around it, and he put in a tower, and all these things right here. Nobody would miss it, you know. And then finally he had a son, and he sent the son, and they killed him. He knew. Now, what's the motto? What can we get from that? Don't resist the word of God. Don't resist it. When the word of God comes to you, that's Jesus, right? Receive him, welcome him, obey him, be with him. And let him strengthen us and heal us and make us capable of preaching the gospel. So we should pray today. Mr. Dr. Carhart's not home, huh? You know, they're in Jakarta, I think it is. A huge abortion conference. The women have the right to this, and I don't know what they're doing over there. But, you know, there's a book out, too. I don't know where, I think I read it and I gave it to Father Lahoud, so it'll be around. It's the amount of demonic influence there is in the whole abortion world. It's a, what would you expect? He hates us. He hates God. And this is one way to get at affluence, just like Rome. See, and we have the science to do it now. I mean, it doesn't always work. A woman just died a few weeks ago. This, but the Roman women had, you know, brutal ways of killing their children. Brutal on them, too. One, sometimes they would take poison. Strong enough to kill the child, but not strong enough to kill them, they hoped. Wouldn't it be easier to give birth? And sometimes they missed and they died. So we have a lot to pray for, as you know. But we have the example. These are the oldest of these children were like college age, these ones who were killed. And there were some little boys like this